So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. So, welcome to the video, everyone. Today I have an amazing guest here, Sunny, who is a client of mine, and I just want to share his amazing story, his amazing transformation, and he wants to share his experience with the coaching as well. So, how are you doing today, man?
Doing good, bro. How are you?
Awesome, bro. Yeah, doing good. Wrapping the K-shirt, my new favorite one. This video is about you, bro. So, I was amazed, I am still amazed by your progress that you made throughout the last weeks. Like, you started with me on the 30th of July, so at the end of July, and you have been making so much progress since then. That's what this video is about. And I think you can inspire a lot of people with your transformation and what you achieved. So, my first question for you is, my man, what was the situation before we started to work together? So, what was your shape maybe, or what other areas of your life were affected by your physique, and just in general, where were you at before we started working together?
Yeah, so before we started working together, like in terms of shape, I'd just come back from a holiday, so that was like loads of drinking, loads of just eating, whatever. And I basically got to the worst point I'd been at for a while. So I was at about 260 pounds and not in good shape at all. And that was having a massive effect on me mentally as well. So how I was feeling like throughout the day, how I feel about myself. And it was actually even leading me to like walk with my shoulders scrunched in like that, because I wanted to hide away what I was carrying, all the weight I was carrying, all the fat. So yeah, it affected me mentally, which was a big, big deal. And physically, yeah, I just kept trying to tell myself, oh, it's not that bad. There's people that are worse or in worse situations. But I wasn't happy with how I was feeling when I came to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, thank you for sharing this. And you were already vegan, right, when you first approached me?
Yeah, so I just became vegan. So I was about 5 to 6 months in. Still wasn't completely sure of how I should be eating healthy as a vegan. I was just getting by as being vegan. So, yeah, I was new to it.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love it that you made the decision to go vegan, that you also decided to take the step, which, of course, maybe was not easy for you to admit, okay, I got to make a change. But I think that's one of the most important things we got to do. And, yeah, so when you first, saw me, I don't know where you saw me, maybe on Instagram or something, what do you first think of me? Like, did you think, okay, this guy's a scam, this guy, this coach, I don't know how I can think about this, or why did you decide to join in the end?
Yeah, so I followed you on Instagram first. I just came across your account. I said, it was just a suggestion, people you might want to follow. So I followed. I didn't actually know you'd done coaching at the beginning when I started following you. I just saw that you were posting lots of helpful advice, loads of meals and stuff online. So I was like, I'm going to follow it, maybe give me some ideas. And I was trying to build my own vegan following at the time as well. So I wanted to see how you were putting your work out there as well at the same time. But I didn't think it was a scam at the beginning. I just didn't know that you were a coach. And then I remember you posting something on your story, and that's when I contacted you and said, you said something about losing a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time. So I was like, yeah, that sounds good. How did you do it? And then you told me to fill in a questionnaire for the coaching. But then I was going on holiday, and I was like, this isn't the right time for me to be starting it now. So I went on the holiday, got it all out of my system, and then I came back, filled in the questionnaire, and then I was ready to move forward.
Yes, I love it, man. I love it. And why did you decide to join in the end?
Yeah, so the decision to join was just let myself go too far. Like, I felt in myself that I'm just going to keep putting it off and it's just going to get worse and worse. So I felt ready after I'd had the holiday, everything, that this is the time now when my motivation's at the highest. So if I don't make a start now, it's only going to be harder and harder and harder when I try in the future. So let's get it done more. And you seem... Another thing was that you seem like you're similar age to me as well. So I felt you were very approachable. So that was one of the reasons that I wanted to work with you, instead of say, no offense to anyone that's older, but someone that was 40, because they might not understand the same stuff that I'm going through at the time. So that's why it was very relatable and approachable to work with you.
Yes, love it, bro. And like you just said, you just decided, okay, and now I'm going to make the switch. Like, it's the perfect time to do after the holiday. And you just made it happen. And the results show that you are an action taker, and that you, once you decide to go all in and move towards a goal, then you really execute. And this is one of the decisions that made you really commit. So so happy to have you on. Also, it's so much fun to work with you. Like, that's also important to understand that I'm not taking on anyone that wants to join. I'm taking on people that really have this, yeah, amazing attitude, that are positive, that want to make a change, and also want to have an impact, because I work with mostly vegan people or vegan interested people. And that's why, yeah, you are such a joy to work with, because firstly, you are super positive and always fun. And secondly, you implement and then you get results. So just a win-win, right? So for both of us. So yes, definitely a lot of fun. And the next question I would have for you is, what were the results? Before we go into results, what did you learn in the past? Yeah, I think it's now, how many weeks was it? Like 9 or 10 weeks now. What did you learn in that time frame?
Learn a lot. So it's almost like I'm doing my university degree again. I've learned a lot through it. So the first thing was, how to calculate macros. I had no idea. That was a massive one for me, because that's helped a lot. And the second really big thing was mindset routines. I never even heard of a mindset routine really before. I've heard people say the word, oh, you need to be in the right mindset, but what does that actually mean? So I learned a lot about the mindset routines, and you actually explained why you're doing it. It wasn't just, you need to do this and you do it. You'd say why you need to do it, how it's going to help as well. So mindset routine was a big one, counting macros. And then on every Sunday, we have the group chat where you give new information every week. So that's kind of like a lecture as well. So I'm always taking in new information from that. So I've learned a lot, and I feel like I know a lot more about nutrition now as well throughout the journey.
Love it, man. Yeah, exactly. It's not only about getting results, which is, of course, the most important part, to be honest, like when it comes to this type of transformation, of course, but also that you learn a lot, which you can apply for the rest of your life, and you know what exactly you're doing or what you have to do in order to continue getting results, of course. So I'm excited that you also learned a lot. And yeah, so let's dive into what were the results you had. So where did you start when it comes to weight, and where are you at right now after around 9 weeks or 10 weeks it is now? And maybe not just like what changed weight-wise, but also maybe do you have more confidence, or what changed like in other areas of your life, other areas that were touched throughout this transformation over the last weeks, man?
Yeah, 100%. I'll start off with the weight and everything first. So in terms of the weight, I started at 258 when we first began. I weighed in today at 230, so 28 pounds down, 2 stone down. So that's good. The thing that surprised me most is it wasn't just the amount of weight I was losing, but I was still gaining strength, which is crazy. I spoke to you about this before. And in my head, it's like, can't gain strength while you're losing fat. You're bound to lose strength whilst you're doing it. But my personal best got higher on squats, deadlifts, bench press, just everything in general in the gym. Like, I'm a lot stronger now. And then that's obviously important. But another thing that was really important for me, one of my main goals, was to feel better mentally. So I feel a lot more confident, especially in my job as well. You need to be confident when you're standing in front of a class of 30 odd children 4 times a day. Sure. So I feel a lot more confident when I'm teaching, a lot more confident when I'm talking to just people, talking to my friends. I've got that confidence as well now to go to social gatherings and feel, yeah, I look good. So I've got that feeling as well. So definitely the mental side of it was just as big as the actual physical side for me. So, yeah.
Yes, love it, man. And like, I want to congratulate you again. I mean, you have been crushing it the whole journey pretty much. You have been executing. You have been also like implementing your own little things, so you can make this enjoyable for you as well. And this is also important for me in this whole transformation that is not only, okay, you follow this diet for 12 weeks, and you, if you don't stick to it, you are a failure, because, yeah, I want to make this a lifestyle, make this enjoyable as well on the way. And you have been taking this into consideration 100%. You have been, yeah, really enjoying your food as well, like also eating pizza sometimes, ice cream, or just foods you enjoy, while of course still eating healthy most of the time. And yeah, also, like you just shared, increasing the weight on the bar, so progressing in the gym and not becoming this weak guy, because a lot of people that want to lose weight, they just hop on the cardio machine like four times a week, don't do any resistance training, don't eat a good diet, like a low protein diet, and they get skinny fat and they lose strength and it feels so weak. And you lost fat while actually gaining strength and gaining muscle. And that's exciting stuff, man. And also all vegan, of course. So making the good plant gains. yes, of course, also amazing to see that it's also affected your confidence and your, yeah, just feeling better in your body, and the mindset routine that I imagine helped you a lot as well. So yeah, so excited to keep you crushing it the next week, since we haven't stopped yet. We will continue. The 220 pounds is in sight, and I'm so excited for you to hit that. And of course, like for all people that think right now, like this is just about numbers. Like, of course not. It just shows that he executed and he got the results he wanted, but also that his mindset changed. He learned a lot, and of course the weight is the most important part. But he also felt well doing it. He felt good. He felt confident, and he enjoyed it. So that's of course important. So not just the results, but also the feeling doing it. So yeah, so exciting for you. So excited for you to keep crushing it, and it's an honor to be able to coach you and to help you with that. And now if you, the listener or the watcher who watches it right now, if you found this inspiring and you feel like you are on a journey yourself right now, I request you to share this with a friend of yours who could benefit from the story, and just maybe like, okay, can never lose weight. I don't know how to do it. I will be so weak and skinny. If you feel like someone needs to hear this and see it as possible, then definitely share this. Maybe someone can get inspired by this. Thank you so much, Sunny, for joining me on here. Let's keep on making gains and saving the planet. And yeah, do you have any last words, my bro?
No, thank you as well. Thank you for all your help, man.
Awesome.
Yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.